Four of the world's top wheelchair rugby teams squared off recently in Birmingham. It was their last chance to compete in the U.S. ahead of the 2020 Paralympics in Tokyo. The Lakeshore Foundation hosted the tournament. If the games were any indication, it could be a close battle for the gold. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
It's the opening match of the Four Nations Wheelchair Rugby Tournament. It's a recent weekday at the Lakeshore Foundation. On the court, Great Britain versus USA. Players crash into each other with heavy metal wheelchairs. Sometimes they knock each other to the floor. The chairs are designed to take hard hits, but there's a welder on site just in case. Teams dribble and pass the ball. The goal is to carry it to the opposite end of a basketball court. Sandra Watkins of Homewood watches from the crowd. It's her first time seeing the sport.
The slamming and the bamming of the chairs sometimes makes me jump, but I love it.
In addition to USA and Great Britain, teams from Australia and Japan are competing in the tournament. James Gumbert is the head coach of Team USA.
Well, we have the top four teams in the world here, and it's not often that all four of us get together for just an event like this. You know, it's kind of a coup.
Team USA is ranked number two in the world, behind Australia, which took home gold in the last Paralympics in a tense, narrow victory over the U.S. The next Paralympics are a year away in Tokyo. Brad Duberly is the head coach for Team Australia. He says the Four Nations Tournament is a chance to check out the competition.
As we sort of prepare for Tokyo next year, it's important to play these other top teams and try different tactics and get experience into other new players as well.
Wheelchair rugby has grown a lot since it became a sport decades ago. It used to be called murder ball. There was a popular documentary in 2005 by the same name. The sport is open to any athlete, male or female, who has a disability that affects both the arms and legs. Joe Delagrave is co-captain of Team USA. He discovered wheelchair rugby after he broke his neck in a boating accident. He used to play college football and was looking for a way to stay fit. Delagrave was immediately hooked.
It's full contact with the chairs. You hit tiny little car crashes every time we hit each other, so it's intense that way. And so that's the first thing you fall in love with. But then the cerebral side of the sport is something that I love. The strategy of it, the high-speed chess game, the moving parts, having different levels of function on the court.
For Delagrave, wheelchair rugby is a full-time job. When he's not playing for the national team, he plays for one of more than 40 domestic teams scattered across the country. The best players from this league make up Team USA, which is based in Birmingham. USA coach James Gumbert says events like the Four Nations Tournament are a chance to introduce new fans to the game, and he hopes it surprises people.
If I do my job right, the chair is a way to play the sport, not necessarily that you're confined to it.
He says for the players, that's powerful.
It's a fantastic opportunity for people that have been told what they can't do to go out and show what they can do.
And fans are impressed. Jordan Lingo of Birmingham has been attending USA wheelchair rugby games for the past 2 years. His wife works with the team. Lingo says this tournament has him thinking about what's next.
We're going to follow them to Tokyo in 2020. Hopefully they'll take gold.
During the tournament, games ended in overtime. There were one-point leads and tiebreakers. In the end, Great Britain, the underdogs ranked last out of the four teams, claimed victory. Looking ahead to Tokyo 2020, it could be anyone's game. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.
Lakeshore Foundation sponsors some programming of WBHM, but our news and business departments operate separately.